everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Always great to have Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Always great to get the insight from him. Adam, how are you doing today?
What's going on, everybody?
Good to see you. Adam Schefter is brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. And if you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move and get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates. Today, Gabe telling us that Tony Wendorf's team did win the ESPN Milwaukee Delzer Open yesterday. So congrats to Tony and his team. All right, Adam. Give us your perspective on why Jordan Love was not on the top 10 list that Jeremy Fowler collected from ESPN execs and coaches and scouts. What do you think is holding him back in the minds of those people?
Well, it's largely a referendum on last season to me. And the scouts, players, front office executives, whoever it may be, just felt like he didn't play as well as he could have and that there were other quarterbacks out there that played better than Jordan Love. I just don't put much stock into those things. Jeremy does a great job with it, but it's July 15th. You know, nobody's in camp yet. There's not a lot of football to talk about. So it's great. So we could dissect it. But obviously, it's a reflection and a referendum of how people feel about Jordan Love. And right now, they don't feel like he's a top 10 quarterback, which means he has to play better this year to crack that next year if he wants to be viewed in a higher light.
Adam, TMZ has video of Aaron Donald at the Rams facility. Right. This sounds like it's going to happen, doesn't it?
The way it was explained to me was Aaron Donald wanted to see how he felt physically, mentally. He hasn't played football 2 years. Wanted to go out there, run around in a football building, do some football things. And you can understand if anybody was away from what they did for 2 years. And they said, hey, Chewy, you know, you walked away and you're thinking about coming back to join the station. Maybe you want to come back and just see it. Like, you don't know how you're going to feel 2 years later. Like, boy, I really missed this. Or, boy, I don't want to do this again. Like, he may have gone through that and been like, I really don't want to do this to my body. I don't think that's going to happen.
How does that work? How does that work from a contractual standpoint where he obviously retired, was still under contract for X amount of money? Does he go back? Is that contract then void, or does he pick up where that left off?
No, they'd have to redo the contract.
They'd redo it? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll have to rework the contract because the Rams were not budgeting, planning, and expecting Aaron Donald to come back this year. And again, he still might not, but certainly he's thinking about it, and it's certainly a possibility. And if it is, and it does happen, they're going to have to sit down and figure out a contract that would get him in there that both sides could live with and be content with.
Okay.
Our conversations with Adam Schefter brought to you by Smart 18, the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. If you want to earn more and build a real career in the trades, this is where it starts. Better pay, incredible benefits, real training, real representation. This isn't just a job, it's a future. Learn more, smart18.work. If Donald does come back, what are your expectations for him? The Rams already the favorites, at least in the NFC, to go to the Super Bowl. How much would he, do you think, improve the team? Or would he just kind of be a specialty player after missing football for 2 years?
Well, I think he'd still be a factor. He's not coming back to just kind of be along for the ride, if that's what he decides to do. And at one point, you're talking about a dominant defensive player, one of the best defensive players ever played the game, frankly. And, you know, I don't know that he'd be at that level. I'm not expecting that after being out of the game for 2 years. But when you factor in that Myles Garrett's on that defensive line, and Myles Garrett's going to be double and triple teamed, and it frees up Aaron Donald, I would expect him to be a factor. I would expect him to be a presence. I would think he's going to make plays if he decides he wants to play this upcoming season. And he's going to have to be somebody you account for no matter what.
Adam Schefter joins us on the Yuengling Hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. We saw a post from David Bakhtiari talking about the World Cup field conditions and how all of the fields have now been switched back to what they were previously. Bakhtiari has long been a proponent of give us grass. Were you surprised that after they put grass in all of these facilities, all of these stadiums, that they went ahead and flipped the switch?
Well, that's what they said they would do. So I'm not surprised. But what this comes down to, again, is when the NFL and the NFLPA sit down to figure out when there's going to be an 18-game season, the NFLPA has to make it a priority. In the last round of talks, the priority was the off-season program, getting more time off, being away from the training facility. That was a priority for the NFLPA in the last round of talks for a new collective bargaining agreement. If this is something that is really important to the players, like it is to David Bakhtiari, then they'll sit down and they'll make sure that that's done. That's the truth of the matter. And it may cost them some money. That may be something that they have to give back. But if it really matters, the time to speak up about that is during talks for a CBA, because they can get whatever they want. It's up to them. It's just a question of what you want to prioritize.
Adam, why hasn't a team signed Stephon Diggs yet?
Good question. I think that, first of all, they had some legal situation that was pending, mm-hmm. that where the charges have dropped. So I'm sure that some people wanted to figure out and see what was the situation there. And then, of course, obviously, he may have been at one point in time asking more money than the team was willing to pay. I mean, so now he's looking for a new home. I think he's going to find one. I think there's going to be a team that absolutely is going to sign Stephon Diggs here in the coming weeks. And I think he'll be ready to play for the 2026 season.
Adam Schefter brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee. With everything you like to do in one awesome location, visit islandresortandcasino.com. Book your total experience today. About a week ago or so, Adam, Bill Barnwell had a really interesting piece on ESPN.com talking about Super Bowl-level rosters and how those teams are built. As somebody who covers the league the way you do and are so in on the transactions, the trades, the free agent signings, all those sorts of things, was there anything interesting from that that you went, huh, I even though I cover the league as closely as I do, I didn't quite realize that, you know, these positions, you know, come through the league this way?
I didn't read the piece that closely. I didn't finish it, so I can't say
it. It's a beefy piece. It is a beefy piece, but it is very, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, he does a great job, and I didn't read it. I started to pick it up, and I got distracted, and I didn't pick it up again. I apologize for not being able to answer the question.
No, that's all good. It's a beefy piece.
Adam, we have been diligently going through the list that ESPN.com, and we talked about Jeremy Fowler doing all of the legwork here for us.
Yeah.
And I know that, again, we believe that there is a level of subjectivity when it comes to these positions as well. It's you know, best, and then you start going down the list. It becomes a little bit of like, well, do you like vanilla ice cream or do you like chocolate ice cream? Do you like cookies and cream or Rocky Road? But should the Packers be concerned that at the wide receiver position, they don't have somebody in the top 10, they don't even have somebody honorable mention? Should that be a concern in what is, you know, clearly a passing league, you know, where offense matters? Is that something that should concern Packers fans?
I don't believe so. And again, it really doesn't matter what people think and how people are rating. These wide receivers are going to have a big opportunity this year. Big. Romeo Doubs signed with New England. It's sitting there waiting. They've signed Christian Watson to an extension. They've signed Jaden Reed to an extension. They drafted Matthew Golden in the first round. So they are telling you that we believe in these three guys, not to mention the fact that Tucker Kraft is one of the single best tight ends in the game. We all think that he may have an extension by the time the season starts. So if you've got a great tight end, you've got two wide receivers you've extended, you've got another first-round pick at wide receiver, the first wide receiver you've picked in the first round in how long? A long time. I think that they feel comfortable and confident with the group of receivers that they have. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get the job done. That's up to them. But I feel like they think that they've assembled the talent that they need at that spot to go have the type of season that they want.
All right, let's stick with lists since you love them so much, Adam. I don't know if you saw this.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Chris Sims came out with his top quarterbacks of all time. And he had Tom Brady at 9, which I thought was insane. So let me give you the list. He had Manning 1, Mahomes 2, Rodgers 3, Marino 4, Lamar Jackson 5, Allen...
That's
6.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
Steve Young 7, Montana 8, Tom Brady 9. Where should Brady be?
Joe Favre, huh?
Well, I saw two lists because one, he was on it, but this is the one. Where does Brady belong? Does Brady belong at 1? He has to belong at 1, right?
Hold on. I didn't hear Elway. I didn't hear Roger Staubach. I didn't hear Johnny Unitas. I didn't hear...
Staubach was 10, Adam. He was 10.
So where was John Elway?
It only goes to 10.
I'm not putting much credence into any list that doesn't have John Elway in the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. I'm sorry. And Tom Brady at 9? No,
yeah.
Tom Brady's at 1.
Yeah,
sorry.
I agree.
I mean, and I love Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's one of the greatest players in NFL history. Peyton Manning at 1, Tom Brady at 9?
Yeah.
No. How many more ways do we want to take this apart?
All right, Adam, let's go to something fun then, because the Open Championship starts tomorrow. Chewy asked me before the show started. Central time.
Who's Jen picking?
Yeah, I don't know who Jen's picking this week. But if your guy, because Adam, we all know you love, the guy you're rooting for is whoever you pick in your pool that week. If your guy has an early enough tea time, are you waking up earlier than you normally would, throwing on a pot of coffee and watching your guy play?
You know, we went through this with the Scottish Open last week, so it's the same thing. And what happens is, it's not like you're waking up to watch it. Although I would say, on Saturday, if my guy were in it and it was like 3-4 in the morning, I might do that. Like, I'm not getting up in the first or second round. But I don't sleep great anyway, so I'll probably wake up at 3:30 in the morning. If my guy's teeing off, I'll grab my phone to see how he's doing, and take a look. But I'm not getting up early to watch it like that. Not that early. I do love the British Open.
Oh, you do? It's my least favorite major.
Really?
I mean, I go obviously Augusta, the Masters. 2 U.S. Open, 3 PGA, 4 British.
Chewy just loves America.
Not that. They look like they're playing on goat ranches. I mean, get some irrigation for crying out loud.
Grass guy over here. You knew that was going to be the deal breaker.
Yeah.
Chewy, have you ever played over there?
No, never. I mean, I could go play in Shiocton and pay $13 with a cart if I wanted to play a British Open type course, Gabe. Am I right or wrong?
You couldn't be more wrong.
No. Grass is meant to be green, Adam. Not brown.
It's a totally different experience. It's pretty cool. I back when I was a single guy in my Denver reporter days, there was a group from San Francisco, a group of guys, I know couples, and they included me on a few of their golf trips. Ira Miller would organize them, and the great sports writer from San Francisco. And I went to Scotland once and Ireland once, and it was... I think we went on 3 of those trips. It was great. It was great.
All right.
Yeah. Haven't done it in 20 plus years, but it was great.
Adam, we would be remiss here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy if we didn't take at least a moment to congratulate you on your new deal with ESPN.
Oh.
It was announced this week that you have signed a new deal. So how many years is that now with the company? Are we at 20 years?
We are right now at 17. This will put me over 20.
Oh, fantastic.
I think that tells me to Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Oh, and, yeah, you got a statue coming your way for sure.
And guess what else? I've covered the NFL now, right now, for 37
wow.
years.
Whoa.
So this will put me well over 40 covering the NFL, which...
What was your first year?
1990.
With Denver?
With Denver.
Wow.
Josh, what year were you born in?
88.
Okay. Adam Schefter's been covering the league about as long as you've been alive.
The GOAT.
Yeah, he is the GOAT.
And I feel honored and blessed to do it this long and get to continue to do it longer, honestly. And Jen, you know this, and I'm not just saying this. Like, we work with a lot of great people. Like, I love doing the shows that I do. Sunday Countdown, Monday Night Countdown, Get Up NFL Live, like all those shows that I get to be on, Pat McAfee. Like, I have a great time with everybody. They're really some great people. And that's the best part about it, is you get to continue to work with all these people.
Well, we feel very honored and blessed to have you join us once a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, bringing us the insight, bringing us the laughs. Thank you, Adam. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Sorry to bring it all serious, but come on. I mean, the guy signed the new deal. And yeah. Come on. You've got to give him his props for that.
Yeah, he's going to, by the time of the end of that deal, over 40 years covering the NFL. Yeah.
So, damn. So by the time Adam's done with that deal, will Chewy still be here? You know what? Don't answer that.
Okay.
Just think about it.
Chewy's been day to day the second he started doing this.
Fair.
We always talk about the Goodwill Hunting scene, right? One day I'm going to walk to the door, yeah. I'm going to knock, and you won't be there.
You know what, though? I think all you guys know, it's not my decision.
Just out of curiosity, what is at this point, bud?
Don't have a lot. The days I can cut the grass. That's about it.
Stop trying to make magic out of whatever's lurking in your fridge, because you can let Screamin' Sicilian handle dinner. Grab the original, loaded edge to edge with real cheese and premium toppings, or try Screamin' Sicilian breadsticks, warm, cheesy, pull-apart breadsticks that you won't want to share. Each one just $5.99. That's right, just $5.99. More flavor, more cheese, more reasons to make tonight a pizza night. More is amore. Make sure you swing by Sendix, where each of these right now is just $5.99. Consider dinner handled with Screamin' Sicilian.